Senator Fetterman praises parade for U.S. Army's 250th birthday, appropriate to celebrate. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 14, 2025. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, praised the celebrations for the 250th anniversary of the United States Army, noting that politics aside, it is appropriate for people to celebrate. This parade is comprised of our sons, daughters, mothers and fathers. The very best of us, Fetterman wrote in a post on X, regardless of your politics. It's appropriate to celebrate the 250 years of sacrifice, dedication and service. Fetterman's words come as leftist protesters across the nation have gathered for No King's protests, in contrast to President Donald Trump's parade to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. Mediate reported that during one No King's protest, Fetterman was mocked and booed by the crowd for not participating. During the parade, Trump swore in a group of new and re-enlisting U.S. Army troops. Breitbart News White House correspondent Nick Gilbertson posted a video to X showing parade-goers reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in front of a large American flag that was spread out at the bottom of the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. While Fetterman noted that it was appropriate to celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary, other Democrats, such as Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, described Trump as being America's Hitler, and said more independent-minded journalists, who would not cave to Trump, were needed. "We need more independent-minded journalists who are not going to cave or fold to Donald Trump," Swalwell said during a No King's protest at Union Station. "And you are showing up at the town squares. I'm doing two town halls a month in Republican districts. 2,000 rallies today, to say No King in America, No King ever," Swalwell added.